Commission met last night, joined on the line now by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. And good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Fresh off your grand tour before the Chamber of Commerce about the POCD, correct?
Yes. That was a successful morning. I was very happy to talk about the plan, and I think people were very interested in it, which is always nice that people are engaged in you know, what's happening for the future and their vision and our vision. And so it was good. Good morning.
All right, good. To much acclaim. Okay, let's talk about last night's meeting. What were some of the highlights or lack of highlights?
Right. Exactly. It was a very short meeting, mostly due to postponements, but we did get some things done, starting with a restaurant in Byram, the Greek restaurant. They came in wanting to do outdoor dining, but because of their parking deficiencies there, we had to work out how that was going to practically work, and they came up with a valet plan, and we made some adjustments to it, mainly that the valet would take place behind the restaurant as opposed to the lot that they own across the street. And we worked on how many seats would have to be removed from the kitchen and, from the dining area to make it such that the parking would work in the area. So it was, you know, effectively, it's a great thing for Byram. The commission was very supportive of it, but wanted to make sure, of course, that it didn't create an issue with parking and traffic and whatnot. So that was approved, which was good.
That was on North Water Street?
Here, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Then we did not hear Row America. That was postponed. And so the next one ended up being number 5, which was for another building in Byram. Actually, this one was at 21 North Water Street. This is going to be the new home of SE Minor, a popular engineering firm in town. And that was approved. The commission suggested to them that since they, you know, do, like I said, a lot of the engineering plans in town, it would be a cool idea if they wanted to do some sort of showcasing of low-impact development drainage designs using things like silver cell technology for their trees, where they, you know, have the ability for the tree, like in sidewalks, to have the tree not get bogged down with the concrete and whatever. They have this new technology. You can put the trees into this cage, effectively, so it can grow as unimpeded. So that would be a neat thing to be able to showcase on the property, and the representative is going to bring it back to the owners, and that might be something that they pursue. But in the end, you know, the building was improved, and we think it's going to be a good improvement to the area in terms of the physical structure and the landscaping.
Okay, good.
Then we moved on to Mavis Tire, which is proposed at 343 West Putnam Avenue. That's currently the Acura dealership, and that was left open. We are doing a very focused in the plan of conservation and development, doing a streetscape plan and a beautification plan for the Post Road corridor. Parts of that include having in appropriate areas sidewalk grass with landscaping behind that. We really think it's a very attractive and welcoming public realm when you have that kind of landscaping emphasis, and the applicant was in agreement, and they are going to come back to the commission probably on the June 26th meeting with a revised landscaping plans and a traffic report. So that was left open. Then we moved to the other side of town in Riverside. This is where Odalise is located at 1075 East Putnam Avenue. And that there was two applications. One was not heard. That was the one to add seats to Odalise on the second floor. But the one that was heard was the building that's on the corner there of Riverside Lane. It used to be Riverside Flooring, and they are looking to do a bakery, a fish shop, and a jewelry shop in there. That one was left open because the commission wanted them to come back with some improved landscaping, some designated parking areas for the employees, considering working with the neighbor Porcelanosa to do a shared parking so they can close off some curb cuts if possible, and to effectively hear this application at the same time as they hear the dining application for the other structure to make sure that the parking is going to work.
Okay, sounds good. What else did you have?
That was pretty much it. John Conte, who's been on the ARC Architecture Review Committee for a while, he was renominated last night, and other than that, it was pretty uneventful. Okay. So moving on to the next meeting, which will be June 11th, we do have a text amendment for a moderate income dwelling unit regulations. That's where you have workforce housing effectively, and it's just a small change where right now you if you do that, you have to deed restrict the moderate income dwelling unit for a 40-year period, and we're changing it back to what it used to be for the last 30 years, which is in perpetuity, because it just seems a bit silly given that most people, it doesn't appear, were using it in their financial model, and being 40 years just seemed quite short-sighted. So we said, let's just change it back if it didn't really make a difference financially for the developer anyway. And we'll also be hearing Row America. We'll be back with Greenwich Country Day School. We have, the Greenwich Reform Synagogue will be back, and then an outdoor dining application on East Elm Street will be heard.
Okay, Miller Motors?
Miller Motors will be on the June 25th meeting, I believe.
All right, good. So you're going to be cranking things up over the next month or so, right, to try to at least get a month off in August, as you usually do?
We don't do that anymore, actually.
Oh, okay.
The charter requires that we have a meeting every month, but we do want to keep the August meeting very, very short if we can.
As you did last night. And, you know, something just occurred to me. I was just thinking, because I had my addresses wrong, was the Mavis, because they're in Riverside. So are they building a new one on the west side of town then?
Yes, they are. Yes, they will have two. The Riverside operation is very popular. I'm sure you've seen the activity over there, so this will be a second location for them.
All right, fantastic. Katie, as always, good to talk to you. Thanks very much. Have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you, Tony. You too.
That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning.